Peace. Peace. Wonderful peace. The peace that passeth all understanding. All of us search for peace all the days of our life. We search for peace, we wonder about peace, we would like to have peace, but how do we experience peace? How do we know peace? How do we understand peace? How do we experience peace? Well, we experience peace by listening within ourselves. We experience peace by becoming still. We experience peace by knowing that all is in divine order, knowing that all is peace, all is love, all is joy, all is wonder, all is magic. That's what peace is. Peace is that wonderful state when all is in perfect order. You want to be peaceful, you say, I let go and let God. I let go and let the divine within me reveal itself in every possible way. The best way you could have peace is by being yourself. Well, so many of us, we want to be like somebody else. So many of us, we want to say, well, the Buddha said this, Jesus said this, other great teachers said this. And they may well have said that. They may well have said those beautiful statements. But what do you say? If you keep referring to what the Buddha said, then you're listening and you're living what the Buddha said. You're not living and living what you say. And as long as we go on through this world talking about what other people say, how other people live their lives, how other people have been so beneficial to the world, then we are not peace. We are not peace because we are constantly striving to achieve a goal that some other being has had. We're constantly striving to achieve an awareness that someone else has had in this life. Far be it from us to have had it. We're constantly striving to understand that, constantly striving to be aware and listen to somebody else's voice, somebody else's awareness, somebody else's isness. And if we do that, what have we done? Well, if we do that, what we have done is to give away who we are. We give away the magic that we are. We give away the wonder that we are. We give away the peace that we are. For peace can only come when you like yourself. Peace can only come to you when you look at the world and you call it good and very good. Peace can only come when you are master of yourself, when you are master of your words, when you have your own philosophy of life, you have your own thought system, you have who you are and what you are, then peace is there. But peace, that's right, peace cannot be revealed in our lives so long as we're chasing after somebody else's dream, somebody else's magic, somebody else's wonderment, somebody else's way of being. So today I say, I am peace. I am peace. And I love me. I am peace. I am peace. And I love me. I am peace. I am peace. I am peace. And I love me. When I say, I am peace and I love me, what I am doing, I am looking at myself and I'm saying, just the way I am, I am peace. Just the way I am and just how I think, I am peace. Just how I look at myself, just how I look at my life, just how I delight in who I am peace. It's not the matter that I achieve for someone else's goal, as noble as it may be, but it's how I achieve and how I aspire to my own goal. My own goal of being myself and having fun. You're the only person, I'm the only person on the face of the earth who can be myself and have fun. I'm the only person who can understand who I am. I'm the only person who knows the truth about me. Truly, I am the only person who knows that. And so, as I know this, as I am this, and as I delight in this, what do I do? As I am this, as I know in this, as I delight in this, I am seeking myself. I am being myself. I am delighting in myself. I am happy in myself. And nothing else matters. Nothing else on the face of the earth matters. Because I am being myself. And when I am myself, all the world is harmonious and joyful and marvelous. All the world is peaceful. All the world is magnificent. And that's who I am. Magnificent, peaceful, marvelous. That's all that I am. That's all that I know. That's all that I care about. Be myself and have fun. That is peace. That is peace, the peace that passeth all understanding. The peace that is in my heart, in my soul, in my being. It is who I am. It is what I am. It is how I am. That's the peace that I am. And that's all that I know. That's all that I care about. That's all that I wonder about. The peace that I am. The peace that I am is a peace that is so fantastic. Because it makes me feel good. And when it makes me feel good, then it is my peace. Then it is my joy. Then it is my magic. Then it is me. Me and me alone. And how wonderful that is. You and you alone. And how wonderful that is. Who are you? Who are you? What is your goal? What is your desire for yourself in life? What is your purpose for yourself in life? Who are you? Who are you? You say that you want to be happy. You say you want peace. You say you want balance. You want joy. You want success. You want wholeness. The only way you can ever have it is by saying, now I am whole. Now I am peace. Now I am joy in every way. Now. And when I say now, then it is now. Now is the acceptable time for my good. And I am peace now. I am joy now. I am love now. I am life now. I am all that is good now. And all that matters. As that's who I am. All that matters is that's what I am and that's all I am. So when I say I seek peace, I do not seek it in the words of others, as lovely as they may sound. I seek it in my inner self, being myself and having fun. And as I seek it in being myself and having fun, I am the most peaceful, joyful, happy, fulfilled being that ever existed. Join me now in this awareness of peace in you, as I am aware of peace in me. And know that with all my heart and soul and being, I love you. I love you. I love you.